right, back here on the Midnight Rider, hour number two underway. And it is open lines tonight. Our number is 800-313-9443. If you would like to join us on the program tonight, we would be more than happy to have you with us because it's your program. What you want to talk about is what I want to talk about. And I've got news here. We've got some other stuff coming up this hour. We'll see definitely here what the public schools have wrought for us. Let's call it a beauty contest. She's asked a question about why people in America can't find the United States on a map. And she gives a wang-doodle of an answer. We'll get into that here in a few minutes. But first, we've got to take care of some business here. As it is now the midnight hour Central Time, both here in the middle of America and also down in Round Rock, Texas, at the headquarters of the Republic Broadcasting Network, where studious producer Manny is on duty right now. Since we have passed the midnight hour, it is now official. Manny has just turned 22 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday, Manny. Yes.
Thank you, thank you.
Yep, that's so happy birthday to Manny there, the producer. So you need to call him up and tell him happy birthday. And so he's a birthday boy, but no slacking, Manny. We got a show to do.
Never.
So no slacking off. No. And if there's birthday cake down there and I don't get to eat none, you get trouble.
There isn't
any. I mean,
any.
Serious trouble.
You don't have to worry about that.
Because I don't turn down no birthday cake, especially if there's some ice cream with it. Matter of fact, I don't turn down anything when it comes to food. You know, it's kind of like that seafood diet. If I see it, I'm eating it. There you go. Oh, man. But happy birthday to Manny.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Manny. And I've had a good time with Manny. And he's here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night on the program. We have a good time. Manny picks the hits and gets everybody rolled off and makes the show really easy to do. And I know what he goes through and all that because my afternoon show I produce myself, where I take all the calls and all that, and he makes it really easy and where I can actually really concentrate on what I'm talking about and what you're talking about, and that's a key thing, man. It helps so much, just having them there, and they're kind of the unsung heroes of this. Whether it's Manny or it's John who does Monday night, they're the unsung heroes in all of this. They keep it all moving, keep it flowing, provide information and feedback to us as we go along. I've got a little screen in front of me. They can type messages to me, or they can talk to me in my ear and tell me what's going on. And it's just a big help to have them there. And you get more and more used to it. And I've been sitting here thinking for the afternoon show, producer sounds pretty darn good. No, you can't get by without them, especially when things really get moving. And it's a good thing to have them, and I'm glad they're there, and I'm glad Manny's there on his birthday. Is Stad Miller going to give you a day off for your birthday, Manny?
No, I didn't ask for one. It's all right.
You didn't ask for one, and he didn't just come to you and say, Manny, I love you so much, dude. I know it's your birthday. Take the day off.
I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know. Oh, okay.
But it's all right.
800-313-9443, the number. Back on the other side with the product of public education. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
My website is MidnightRiderShow.com. MidnightRiderShow.com if you want to drop a note or join the chat room, which is wide open right now. I've got an interesting discussion going on there as always. Talk about the show and other things that are going on. So feel free to pop in there as well. We don't ask for any personal information. Just pick a nickname and pop in and you're chatting with us at MidnightRiderShow.com. And and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there's usually people in there all the time. So if you're up for a good discussion, that's the place to go. Okay, Miss Teen America 2007. The little beauty pageant is there. And, of course, all the, you know, just like the big girls do, you have to get asked some questions, you know. And what about world peace and all that? Well, Miss South Carolina gets asked this question by Amy Teagarden.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for us.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Hey, we need maps. We don't have maps. That's why we can't locate it on a map. We ain't got a map. But if we had maps, we could help people in South Africa and Iraq. Oh, my. Oh.
And she's blonde.
I don't know. You know, like, we're down there, we're at the mall, you know, and we're like, looking at some really cute guys. And I'm there in my tight jeans, and I've got my hair all done right. And this guy, you know, he just, like, dissed me. Just dissed me. Listen to this again. I mean, this is just, I mean, this is incredible. I mean, just no sense whatsoever. Here it is again.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
Build up the future for our children. For the children. Ladies and gentlemen, it's for the children. Hi, my name is Bob. And I'm here to talk to you today about maps for kids. It's an important thing that every kid in their backpack, when they come home from school in the afternoon, has a Rand McNally Road Atlas in the back. I think it's important. I think it means a lot. I think it'll help people in South Africa, the Iraqis, and them peoples in the Asian countries. Because they probably ain't got no maps either. And I think it's important our kids learn how to give some good directions. So when these Iraqs and these South Africa people and the Asia people come over here, we can tell them how to get somewhere. But it's because we ain't got no maps for kids. The people don't know where the U.S. is on a map. Please help today. Donate now. Thank you very much. Maps for kids, everybody. And, of course, you know, it's public school. And the sad thing is girls like her turn into girls like this.
Hold on. I got to plug in the right one.
Hang on a second here. See, this is why I need a producer. This is why Manny's valuable. Manny needs to be here with me right now. Okay, so, I have a nice little segue. Boom, I blow it. But as you can see, from the public education school system, this is what they turn into.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
What
a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere. Like,
make it stop. But no, I can't take it anymore. I can't take that anymore. We just need maps. Somebody give us some maps. We need maps bad. Oh, my. It's for the children. For our children. Build a future. Get a map.
give it to a kid. Okay. Maps are going to lead us to world peace. I didn't know Rand McNally was this crucial.
And she's probably never seen a map.
Oh, my God.
Man, he says he thinks he just dropped 30 points on the IQ scale just listening to it. And I would agree. My gosh. Oh, she almost won. You're kidding. Oh, my God.
I miss Teen America. You need a map.
I got maps. We got maps. Oh, we're working on maps.
Oh, my gosh.
We're in trouble. We're in real trouble. Get her a map, folks. Somebody get her a map. Actually, what we need to find out where this girl's address is at and just start sending her maps. Maps for the kids. Maps for all the children. But it just shows you, folks. I mean, she can't even be articulate. And I know, yeah, I mean, it probably was with nerves and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was probably before the swimsuit competition. She didn't get to loosen up. Oh, my gosh. And, but, I mean, our kids are that poorly spoken. And she's supposed to be one of 50, like one of the 50 best teen women in the country, and is going to, you know, possibly represent this country. You know, as Miss Teen America. And we need maps. It's because they can't find it. They ain't got a map. They had a map. I know they could find it. Get me a map. I can find it. I know I can find it. Oh, man. But, I mean, you talk to kids, they can't reason. They can't use logic. They can't problem solve. And you're going, what? What are you learning up there? And you go to show them how to do a problem or something like that, and you're sitting there, and, well, no, Dad, that's not the way we do it. Well, by God, that's the way we did it, and this is how you're going to learn to do it because it's the right way. Can you help me with multiplication? Well, I got to use this finger thing and all that. No, 2 times 2 is 4. Memorize that. 2 times 3 is 6. Memorize that. Gene in Texas, welcome to the Midnight Rider. How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay. I'm pretty affected by this girl. We need maps.
Well, I am too, but you know what? You talk about public school didn't help a lot when you go to Yale and Harvard. Bush probably the only one that thought that made sense. He wouldn't have noticed anything wrong with what she said.
He'd probably sit him and go, yeah.
I was scrolling down some site last night, and I don't remember which, and they had a bunch of Bushisms at the end, and it is mind-boggling to watch. I hadn't heard most of these. I'd heard the usual ones they play a lot, but I'm telling you, it is unbelievable what this man has said. And you know what's amazing? He makes those speeches. He's only had one speech for the last few years, you know, with a couple of words they add for him every once in a while to bring, you know, Islamofascism, and Seize the Moment was a good one for him. He used that for about a week or two.
And hard
and,
work.
And I like
hard work was good for 6 months.
One of my favorites, though, was when he used the word disassemble, saying that the enemy never told the truth. They disassemble, and instead of dissemble, of course, he didn't know the difference. And then he gets a smirky look on his face and explains it.
Right.
And the reporter said he out front. And every time he makes one of these bangle things, you know, all the people stand up and applaud as though he's really said something.
Hang on, Gene. We got to take a break. Back on the other side here in Midnight Rider.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Talking with Gene in Texas, getting into Bushisms. I mean, after the intelligence response from the Miss Teen America to be from South Carolina about maps.
Yeah,
in the U.S. Yeah, you know, Bush has a lot of interesting things to say. One of my favorites.
But she wasn't as worse than him. I promise you. If you read,
I know.
It is unbelievable.
One of my favorite Bush things, Gene, is this.
I'm curious. Have you ever Googled anybody? Do you use Google?
Occasionally. And one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps. And it's very interesting to see. I forgot the name of the program, but where you get the satellite and you can, like I kind of like to look at the ranch on Google. Remind me of where I want to be sometimes.
Yeah, on the Google there.
It's inconceivable that I never would have thought that this country would have been taken down by a guy who looks like Alfred E. Newman and speaks like you think he would. The guy is just unimaginable. I'd like to say, I don't want to take him much of his time, I'll just get a kick out of it. Almost, if it weren't so tragic, it would be funnier. But
yeah.
I like to thank you. I'm so glad you're on there what I listen to you every night. You take up all my reading time, though. I can't quit listening to read. That's what I usually do, my reading. Last night, I really enjoyed the show. What you did, I think, is a super important thing. I'll tell you why. I discovered this low power FM when I moved down here in the hill country about 7 years ago, just, you know, spinning through the dial looking for something. I'm a talk show guy.
Uh-huh.
And used to listen to the crap, and I discovered and started listening. I did not understand. I thought it was just a station, but I had no idea what it was. I thought it was like I started listening to shortwave and this and that occasionally. I thought it was like the old time, the fad they went through with the CB radios some years ago.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and everybody got one but me. I didn't want one, and they never said anything, and they faded out.
Right.
Well, that was my concept, the shortwave. I had no idea what it was all about, but in these low-power FMs, I didn't know. But I'll be honest with you, it's changed my life. I can't say I'm a happier guy, but I'm a little more informed, and I'm glad I discovered it. And I consider people like Mike Jones and all the rest of them to do that to the heroes. And I just like to let them know how I did get a chance to meet him at a Ron Paul meet up here a while back. Just said hello and seemed like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do fully appreciate what he's doing, and I thank all you guys for what you're doing. I love you, man.
Well, I love you too,
kindred,
man. Thank
kindred spirits, and I mean that.
Yeah. I feel it too, man. We're all here. We're fighting for the same thing, my friend.
Just want to let you know we're out here, bud.
Thank you, Gene. You have a good night now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 800-313-9443. Is the number. That was a good program last night. I mean, just bar none. That was an excellent program. And, if you thought any at all about maybe doing something big, having a micro station is a big thing. And, you at least ought to talk to Mike about it. And, Mike Jones, his number, by the way, I have it here handy dandy and right on the spot. 830-997-0339. That's 830-997-0339. He can give you all the particulars about it and what you need and that type of stuff. If you're down there in the Texas area, you might be able to twist his arm a little bit and get him to get in the truck and come out and help you out. And it's worth a call. I mean, if you're just seeking information, trying to find out if it's something you want to do, I'd certainly call him because you can have a big impact. It's just a huge, huge thing. And I'm so appreciative. I know the impact that they have because of the one that we had here that's been down, and I miss it. I mean, I really miss it. It's just not the same being in the car without it. And and the fact that you get stuck listening to Rush. I was listening to his show today. He's been on vacation. That or he's in rehab again. I don't know which. The guy on his name is Mark Bellings. And he's talking about what the Republican Party needs to do if they want the presidency. And that they need a candidate who will take the Republicans to task. And how he would get rid of earmarks and the extra spending and all that kind of stuff. And he just said he wished they had a candidate just like that. And I'm sitting here thinking, dude, man, wake up, McFly. You're talking about Ron Paul. And they won't mention him. Matter of fact, Ron's been dissed out of another poll. Conservativeblogger.com was doing a poll, kind of a web straw poll. And, of course, they didn't put him in it. And Jesse Benton, Ron Paul's media guy, calls over there to find out what's going on. And they're saying, well, it's because of the spammers. Yeah, we're all a bunch of spammers. That's why at a Barack Obama event down in Miami over the weekend, there were more Ron Paul people there than Obama people. Imagine that. And people are being told to pull up their Ron Paul signs. Yep. Lots of spammers out there with them signs. I bet they drew that on Photoshop. All right, back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you want to be a part of the program tonight, also the chat room is open. Just go to MidnightRidersShow.com and click on the chat link there, and you're there with us. Just pick a nickname, and you're up and running. It's that easy. Got a nice email from Rob tonight. He says, "Hey, Mike, great job. Last night's show was truly a masterpiece by happenstance. I heard the low-power FM guy call in, and he was just a great listen. Fell asleep listening as I was so dead tired and woke up several hours later only to hear the same guy still on with you. It's neat how that happened. Keep up the great work, Rob and PA." Cool, thanks. Appreciate that. And appreciate the emails. I just absolutely love the emails. And it means a lot. And look, if these guys that do this, like myself, just, you know, hearing from people and saying, "Hey, we're out here," and we're listening to calls like Gene's that says, we're out here, we're listening, we appreciate what you're doing. I mean, that means the world. I mean, it's huge. Because, I mean, this, so much of this really is downer stuff. I mean, there's not a lot positive, and they want to kill us. So sorry. Just not. And just to know that people are appreciative of what we're doing. You know, is amazing. As more and more people are starting to become aware, never just somebody who's talking to me, been talking to me in the chat room this evening, you know, talking about how, you know, more and more of these illegals are going to come across. These Mexican trucks are starting to come across. Teamsters, by the way, I guess are filing a class action lawsuit against the government and Bush's ruling allowing them to come across the border and move merchandise. But people are they know something's up, and they've known something's up for a while. And more of them are. Now, I'm not going to tell you that everybody in this country is going to wake up, because they're not. We're going to get about 20%, and that's going to be enough. But we're not going to get everybody, because there are just some people that are so ingrained in the conditioning and have been just so bought into the propaganda that they're fed on a daily basis. And have their lives structured in such a way that they're not going to believe anything but what they see on the TV. But we don't need the 80%. We need the 20%. 20% of people with a mind. Not this girl from South Carolina that wants to solve the world's problems with a map. And, you know, folks, I mean, this stuff's coming down. And I'm going to tell you, don't be afraid of it. Because if you're afraid of it and you run away from it, that's what you don't want. You have to be wary of it. You have to be respectful of your enemy. And you have to know who your enemy is. And these people are psychopaths. They're capable of trying anything. And most of them belong in an institution, quite honestly. They're that whacked. But 80% of the people will go along. 80% of the people in this country will think the Bush is a murderer. 80% of the country will think it's dandy to attack Iran. And I got to tell you, we attack Iran and Iran's not going to sit down. It ain't like attacking Iraq. And now we get these, and it gets even worse because you got these companies like Blackwater, who were down there taking guns out of people's hands during Katrina. Now they're in the process of buying light combat aircraft from a manufacturer down in Brazil. And they're going to bring it to us. And none of this is by happenstance. None of this is coincidence. None of this is company expansion. These people like Blackwater, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, Halliburton, they're essentially the government's mercenary squad, the Praetorian Guard, or whatever you want to call them. You know, it's just... But there's going to be 80% of the people that will not buy into it, not believe it, not going to understand it, because they just can't. And when you talk to them and you realize you're talking to one of them, it's time just to stop and go on. Because you're wasting your time and you're wasting your breath. Their eyes glaze. Oh, can't handle it, please, no. You got Ford and GM that are telling auto workers in the UAW that if they don't come off... you know, demands for benefits and certain things like that they're going to pull out and finish making the rest of the vehicles overseas or down in Mexico because, well, people want insurance. Headgum, you guys. And it's going to be their attempt, basically, to bust the union. And then, of course, about all you'll have left is you'll have the Teamsters and the Longshoremen. The fact that Bush is bringing, you know, going to allow these Mexican truckers across is going to basically bust the Teamsters, because you're going to have more and more of these Mexican guys around and these Mexican trucks. And look, you know, a trucker doesn't like to go deadhead or with an empty trailer. And if he's hauling somewhere, he wants goods in it. And so these Mexican truckers will be picking up stuff on the side. And these guys that have been here, independent operators, guys who were driving for companies, are going to be out of work. I mean, plain and simple. And, you know, well, you're just racist. You don't want the Mexicans up here. You think you're just a racist, buddy. No, it's not that. But we do have to protect what's ours. I mean, if you know a guy's in your house and you know, and he's been there before and he's stolen from you, you're not going to allow him back in the house to steal more from you. Folks, it's just plain common sense. If they're going to sit and rob you and steal from you and take everything that you have, the common sense approach to it is that you stop them. You don't allow them to do it. You don't give them the said opportunity to make it happen. But the trucks are going to come right across. We're going to keep on building this NAFTA superhighway. So if the free flow of jelly beans can continue from Mexico to Canada. You know, it's amazing. Well, there's ain't no North American Union. That's a conspiracy, guys. Yeah, we're just building a highway, man. Don't mind the fact that it's owned by Spain. A company out of Spain called Centra. By the way, Rudy is their his law firm. They represent him. We know this is good. Rudy's a good man. Mayor 9/11 he was. Yeah. Sign that deal. Rudy's going to keep an eye on it. He is. Meanwhile, this North American Union continues, and the jobs are going to continue to go away. You've got oil, the price of oil going back up again. All of this is corresponding, folks. It's all coming together. A lot of people think there's going to be another false flag terror attack. I don't so much. I believe it's a possibility, but I believe more likely it's going to be economic, and that the crash of our economy is going to happen a lot sooner than what we expect. You've got this guy who did a huge amount of put options that the economy and the Dow Jones will drop 30 to 50% between now and September 21st, or September 15th, or something like that. And stands to make $2 or $3 billion on the deal. I mean, wow. And he obviously knows something we don't. I mean, because who's going to lay $1 billion down on a gamble? The dollar is teetering. It's designed to continue to fall. Dow dropped 280 points today. Because the Fed's not going to cut no interest rate. Oh, my. Because they can't. There's just no way that they can. If they start jacking with interest rates, and they lower the interest rates, any at all, then what support there is left for the dollar disappears. Dollar goes bye-bye. But they're not ready yet to bring on the Amero. North American Union's not ready. Because people in this country just got a problem with illegal immigration. And now we're going to have more of these trucks coming across. And I guarantee you, they're going to be ferrying illegals like it's going out of style. That you'll be hearing stories of people with compartments in the trailer of their truck. There'll be 15, 20 illegals in there. And four or five big boxes in front of them to make it look like they're hauling freight. And these guys are going to be coyotes with 18 wheels. Breaker 1-9, I smell fajitas. I think it's coming from the truck on the right. Yeah, it's a Mexican truck, Bob. We'll get in front of them, slow them down. Let's see if we can get some burritos or something off of them. I 10-4 there, gotcha. See, you know, you're going to have a drug trade. The drug trade in this country is going to go sky high. These guys don't have the same rules, don't have to have the insurance. Anything that the truckers here have to have. They can drive as long as they want. It's almost laughable how this is all coming together at once. And I hate it. And I feel guilty because I knew, I listened to this information. I heard it back in the 90s and I laughed. I literally sat and laughed at it. And a lot of it was because, I've got to be honest, was because of the presentation. But I listened to these people and I heard what they had to say. And what they had to say sounded right. But I laughed. Just like a lot of people are doing right now. Going, ha, 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 ha. Get your tinfoil hat out there, buddy. Yeah. But all the time listening to it and knowing it's true. But just denying it exists. Because you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to rationalize it. You just want to, you know, stay along in your little life and do what you're doing. And don't bug me right now. I'm busy. This... But GM's telling their workers, you know, look, you're going to have to drop some of this so we can cut our overhead some. Oh, we're out of here. An American automaker. There we go, the big three American automakers with no cars made in the U.S. of A. Just in... Manufacturing in this country's gone. I mean, it's literally gone. It's shot. And the computer jobs, the high-tech jobs, the white-collar jobs, the professional-type jobs, they're saying 10 to 20 million of those are going to be gone in the next 10 to 20 years. No, it's 40 million jobs, I'm sorry, in the next 10 to 20. 10 to 20 years. They're going bye-bye. And once these jobs leave, they don't come back. And it's all part of the plan to break this economy, to break the Canadian economy, get it all in parity with the Mexican economy, so this North American Union comes about. Dollar crashes, got to institute a new currency. Stock market drops, continues to drop, going to keep on dropping. We'll have a few little rallies, everybody will make it look good, and then the bottom will all fall out. The dollar goes bye-bye, and oh, all of a sudden it's the government to the rescue. Look, we've got a plan here, folks. We've been working long and hard on this. We've had a number of meetings. We've got a new money call for you called the Amero. I know that's a strange kind of name, but it's okay. It's going to be kind of like a dollar. And we're going to use it not only here in the United States, but in Canada and Mexico, and we're merging all of our laws together, and we're all essentially just going to be one big happy family. Oh, wow. You really do love us. Thank you so much. And now what we're going to do, since the jobs are scarce, we're going to put you all to work. We got projects over here. We got projects over there. Look, I've seen the documents. Civilian inmate labor programs. And we're going to send you to this camp here, and we're going to put you in this camp there. But we got projects for you to do. And you're going to get paid. You'll be able to maybe send some money back home. Or what we'll do, it's even better, to make sure that your family is well taken care of while you're off working. We'll put your wife here so she can get some education. And we're going to put your kids over here because they continue to go to school. We'll make sure that they get 3 good meals a day, but they can play and they can be kids and that type of thing. So you just enjoy now. And there'll be so many people that will line up and that will go. And there's going to be a number of people who claim that they're ready to fight to the death in the so-called truth movement. And when the going gets tough, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And I tell you, if we have another election in this country, and you get a like Hillary or Obama win, you're going to have a bunch of these people who are all about 9/11 truth, new 9/11 investigation. As soon as Bush is out the door, battle's over. And they're not going to be there. And that's okay, because quite honestly, the way I said this on my show today, look, if you're not going to stay here throughout, then go home. Stop now. Fade back into the woodwork, because from here on out, it ain't going to be pretty. Instead of, we're at a point of, what are you prepared to do? Where's your line in the sand? What are you prepared to do, and are you going to stand? Or are you just going to cower and quake when they come? Final few minutes around the corner here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
He walks away.
back here on the Midnight Rider. Final few minutes of tonight's program, and I'm so appreciative of the fact that you listen and that you're interactive, and we have a chance to laugh, we have a chance to share information, and encourage each other, hear each other's frustration. And look, I know there's a lot of frustration out there now, that a number of people know what's going on, and they just feel so powerless to do anything about it, that they think that just by being one person, there's not much that they can do. But I've got to tell you that just being the one person, you can be a movement of one. You can start it with just one. And don't let that deter you. Don't let that keep you down to where you're paralyzed to do anything, because you're afraid that if you're not part of a group or a large group or part of an organization, that your efforts will be ineffective. They will not. The opposite is true. They'll be so effective. And every little thing that you do to help get the truth to people changes the world. Because this is about people. It's about you, and it's about me. It's about the people around us, those we love and those we meet and we come across, our neighbors. That's what it's about. And there's a lot of people out there that know something's up, but can't figure it out. And they need us to come along and help them. And that's what we're here to do. Tell them about this broadcast and the show and this network and other networks and other shows. You know, give them the piece of information, say you want to check out more. Hey, listen to these guys. They'll fill you in. Or download some archives and put them on a CD or put them on an MP3 player. Hey, dump this in your MP3 player and listen to it while you're working out or driving or something, you know. It's the simple little things. Well, just like Gene talked about, he's going down the road and, wow, found a micro FM station. Tuned in, been listening ever since. It changed his life. And that's the beautiful thing of this, is it's just an effort. What one person does, and then two people do, and then three people do. That's truly how movements get started. It just starts with one. And it just takes that one person just decide to do something. I mean, look at, people like Lou Radowski and others that get up and do something. Or people that see something's not right, guys like Aaron Russo, realize things weren't right and decided to do something about it. And go spend probably $2 or $3 million out of his pocket and says, hey, I'm going to make a film. I know I won't make my money back. I can't get it in good theaters, but what the hell, I'm going to do it anyway. And it starts with just one. And it'll start with you. That's it for tonight. Hey, find somebody you love. And tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Fighting to save our way of life and what we believe in. Guys, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's true.